Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'd love you to discuss people going back to work on the show. I have a dilemma that's really annoying me. My sister works in an office and a situation has arose. She has been working from home during the COVID and her 11-year-old daughter went back to school last month. Before the COVID, she used to put her child into childcare as her husband works in construction. And to be honest, he never seems to have stopped working as he works for himself. She has now gone back to the office since last week. And I was over yesterday evening and we were talking about how things are since she went back. She told me she was saving $800 a month by not putting her daughter in childcare. And I was confused and I asked, who's minding her? And she replied, nobody. She's 11. She's able to look after herself until I get home from work at 6 o'clock. So her 11-year-old gets off school at 2:30, walks home about a mile and lets herself into the house, heats up her dinner in the microwave and occupies herself until her mother gets home. I was horrified when she told me this. To even consider this would be a good idea. But she sees nothing wrong with it and says she has no choice as the childcare was way too expensive, leaving them with no disposable income. The conversation got very cold and she knew I wasn't impressed. I called her when I got home and said I would take her on my day off on Wednesdays, but sadly I can't take her any other days as I'm working and we don't have any other family. She got all worked up and accused me of interfering and basically came out and told me I came out with it and I told her she was being grossly irresponsible, leaving her there for a few hours every day. She hung up the phone shouting at me and told me to mind my own business. My husband has told me to let her at it as she knows her own daughter better than I would and we'll just end up falling out. But I just can't sit idly by and watch this situation and wait for a disaster to happen. Please tell me I'm not overreacting. Well, is she overreacting? I mean, look, this is going to be a problem going forward. A lot of people have got used to the fact now that their child is not in childcare and they're looking after them at home. And when they go back to work between now and September, which is most likely going to happen, a lot of people going back to work, people are going to think about, maybe I could leave them on their own. So they're a year older now. They'll be grand. 11, 12. By the way, the law clearly has no, there is no guideline within the law. I mean, the law says that you can leave a 12-year-old and possibly an 11-year-old on their own as long as they're not minding another child. You can leave them on their own in the house. Now, they assume that as a parent, you will act responsibly. The guidelines suggest you don't leave a child under 12 alone. That's the guidelines for any period of time. But every parent knows their own child. So is leaving an 11-year-old okay for, say, 2 or 3 hours every afternoon in the house on their own? Is that okay? Let me know. I mean, some parents just have to do it. Let me know if you think that's okay. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Nigel. Nigel, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing?
Hey, Nigel. How are you?
Good. I'm not too bad, Nigel. The word virology, immunology got me there earlier on, but apart from that, I'm fine.
These words will trip you up from time to time, Nigel.
I've never heard of a viral immunologist, but there you go.
I get myology mixed up with myology.
Well, I've heard of virologist and immunologist, but I've never heard of virology immunologist.
No. I think it's been
He's
a
done
few.
Both.
I think it's been a few past times made up in the last.
You know what I said to Mike this morning, Mike Hogan and myself and Ashley were chatting this morning. I said, when this is all over, we're going to draw up a list of words that we want banned from the English language.
Oh, there's plenty of them now.
Yeah. Variant, strain.
New norm.
Yeah.
New norm.
Flatten the curve.
We're all in this together.
We're all in it apart. What's Stephen Donnelly's favourite? The tipping point.
I tip him over the point. I wouldn't mind getting him on the tipping point now, I tell you.
Nigel, would you leave an 11-year-old in the house?
I think it's a bit early, Niall.
I would agree.
I've got 4 boys, right? I think it's a bit early. I have a 3, 5, 9, and obviously 19. I'm just starting to learn to trust him to stay on his own.
I was overprotective. None of my kids were on their own until they were about 15 or 16.
But I think, not only that, Niall, as I said to Ruth, there's a number of issues, I suppose. Even if you were to forget about the outside threat, approaching the house or knocking on a door or anything like that, I think the ability of a child at that age to deal with something that might happen within the house,
yep,
for argument's sake, a plug sparking on fire, you know, a charger.
Fire, yeah.
You know, if there's a fire light and maybe a bit of fire falling out on the thing or something like that. And the ability of a child to deal with a crisis within the house at that age is zero, probably. Mm-hmm. Right, they probably, having said all that, in this day and age, they probably will have a communication device of some sort, i.e. a phone. You know, because at that age, I think, in this country, most boys and girls...
Well, I never thought of that. That's a huge advantage, that mum, you know, or dad, whoever it is in work, can FaceTime them and see if everything's okay.
That's what I'm saying. You have your nanny's number, you have your granny's number, you have Uncle Billy's number, you have Auntie Jane's number. If you think anything is wrong at all, ring me straight away. Mm-hmm. So there is that compared to what we would have had now. We would have had to, you know, throw breadstones or throw bits of bread along the road to find out where we were going back in our day.
Yeah, but I mean, were you left on your own? When I was 11 or 12, I would have been.
During the summer holidays, my mother worked 3 jobs, my father was out. You know, we would have been, you know, we went out, with, like yourself, now, we went out when it was bright and we come back in when it was dark. Mm-hmm. That's it. We come back when we're hungry in the meantime. But I think, unfortunately, well, we talk about it on this show regularly, that we live in a different world. I don't know, do we live in a different world? Is it the same world, but just more, are we just more aware of the surroundings of, you know, people talk about, you know, we're going to paedophiles and stuff like that, you know. Probably the same amount that was around 40 years ago. We just didn't hear about it.
We didn't have social media, as we have now.
We didn't have as many platforms to portray it on, Niall.
Yeah. But I mean, when I was 11, if my mum had to go to town, you know, and I remember she would say, listen, when you come home from school today, just go into Mrs. Curtis's house, I'll be in town.
That was it. We went into Sylvia Cavendall. She's still alive. She's great. She doesn't live next door to us anymore, but she lived at the back of our house.
Yeah.
And if I'm not here when you get back, with the Sylvia.
Yeah, but in those days it was more of a sense of community where you wouldn't really have as much of that. Mind you, there is still some of that goes on. Or you might get parents would ask, you know, their friends to pick up their child from school or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I still don't know about leaving an 11-year-old on their own.
I think it's a touch young, Niall, myself. I wouldn't condemn the girl. Look, I wouldn't be going out looking for her to get, you know, to be lashed at the stake or anything like that. I'm sure she has a very valid reason for doing what she's doing, i.e. she has to go back to work to earn a living to put bread on the table for that 11-year-old. It sounds like she's a single parent. I'm not too sure.
No. She said she has a husband who works in construction.
I didn't hear that part. So he's working as well. So yeah. She's probably in a position where her hands are tied, Niall. I wouldn't be going to lash her out of it, I think.
Okay.
In my own opinion, it is. It's just a bit early.
All right, okay. Listen, I have to go into another break because I'm going way behind today. Nigel, thank you very much indeed. Loads and loads of people texting in. Somebody wants to know, is it different with girls and boys? Are girls more mature? They probably are, to be honest, which I think girls are probably a little bit more responsible. Boys tend to do things like light matches and, you know, set fires and things like that. Or I used to do when I was younger. I used to get my dad's aftershave, spray it into an ashtray and then set it on fire thinking I was... Oh, Sheen!
Niall, how are you?
Good. Oisín, you'd leave your 11-year-old daughter at home.
No, she's very advanced for her age. Right. She's very safe. I know, yeah, she's 11. A lot of people are pretty laugh about that, but I think every father would say the same thing.
Well, every parent knows their own child, and some 11-year-olds are mature, some are immature. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I would trust her 100%. Now, to be honest with you, I wouldn't leave her home 5 days a week for 8 or 9 hours in a row. Just in case something happened, or like she knows how to cook, you know, she believe it or not, I've taught her how to cook, so she can kind of, you know, fend for herself.
And so it's not just like heating up something in a microwave.
No.
So what can she cook?
Shepherd's pie.
You're kidding me.
No, I taught her how to do egg fried rice.
And would you be worried about her putting things in and out of the oven?
Yes.
Wait, that's what I'm saying, you know? I mean,
yeah, I would.
She'd burn the hands off herself.
No, this is it. You know, let's say it was 2 or 3 hours a day.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't have a problem with an 11-year-old cooking a shepherd's pie if you're there with her.
Oh, exactly.
Well, not on her own.
No, sorry.
I have this vision of the 11-year-old with a pity on, and you arrive home from work, Oisín, and there she is with the dinner ready for you.
Where's me dinner? No, I mean, if it was sort of, you know, sort
okay,
of...
Okay, I mean, this story, it's an 11-year-old being left at home from 2:30. She walks home from school on her own, goes into the house and waits for mum and dad to get home at 6:00. Is that okay?
No. No, I'm pretty contradicting myself here.
Is that an accident waiting to happen?
I think so. It could. You never know who could knock at the door, or if, let's say, she was trying to cook something or it went on fire, or, you know, that kind of way, something bursts in the house, or, at that age, are you prepared to, if something happens, who do you ring? Who can you talk to? Can mommy and daddy come home in a hurry?
Yeah, I mean, somebody's just texted in and says, latch door key kids is a dereliction of duty. It only takes seconds for it all to go wrong.
Oh, no, it does. You can have somebody call on the door saying, oh, I know your daddy. I'm just dropping this into the house. And next up, you know yourself.
See, I know some kids are more streetwise because they're thrown out in their nappies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get that. And when we were younger, we were probably a bit more streetwise. But stay there for a second because, Joe, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Joe?
Mr. Boylan.
Mr. Joe. Joe, what you were 12. I don't have much. Joe, I've only got a minute and a half, so you're going to have to be quick on this.
Yeah.
What happened to you when you were 12?
No, real quick. 12 or 13, my mother sent me across to Canada there. The other side of the world.
It was getting you as far away as possible, was it?
auntie lived over in Toronto.
Right.
And my mother literally sent me out to the airport and I went to arrival.
I'm assuming she went to the airport with you.
Yeah.
she just put you on the bus and waved goodbye.
Here's your case. Good luck.
Yeah.
But that's quite common, Joe. That's not unusual. I mean, what they call unaccompanied minors, right? So they would normally, put you beside somebody who's a single person, usually a woman, to keep an eye on you and make sure, and then you're picked up on the other side. So you're not really on your own. You're in the company of adults, trusted adults, I assume.
I didn't know the person.
Yeah, but you've got the airliner looking after you. But the airline would treat you as an unaccompanied minor.
Yeah.
So you are being looked after. There are people responsible for your well-being. It's not like being left on your own. Although
my kids now are nearly 16 now, Noel.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even direct themselves down to the airport themselves, Never mind jumping onto an airplane.
I know, because we were different kids in those days. But Joe, would you ever have dreamt of leaving one of them at 11 years of age on their own?
Oh, no, they can't. Like
the burn the house down.
Even going for a bus now, like the wife would say, no, be careful driving by yourself. I'm not putting them on a bus there now, you know.
I know. We kind of wrap kids up in cotton wool nowadays, don't we? A little bit. I do get that. We're kind of overprotecting in some sense.
It's a bit snowflakey at times.
Yeah, it is a bit snowflakey.
Yeah, I've actually done that myself now, where I've gone into town with the kids on the bus and I'm pointing out landmarks.
Yeah.
In case, if you have to go into town, obviously, maybe a year or so from now, if they go into town on their own, if you get lost, look for this landmark.
Yeah.
And that's where you get your bus back.
All right, listen, lads, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed. Loads of people by the way. Somebody says, don't talk to strangers till they are 16 years old. Children are safe on their own, together or in a crowd.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.